Welcome to Crypto Nights, where we help you finally make sense of the trending world of cryptocurrencies. So gather your virtual piggy bank and let's get started.
Hey, Crypto Nights listeners, welcome to a quick news update. This time it's on another crypto hack that happened a couple of days ago. South Korea, as we all know, is they're calling it the crypto mad nation. Where everybody, including grandmas, have invested in cryptos. There is an exchange called CoinRail, and the exchange lost $40 million. This time, not in Bitcoins, not in Ethereum, but in altcoins. ICO issued tokens that aren't the main currencies. And my goodness, there are a whole bunch of tokens like NPXS tokens were done away with, about 20 million of them, Tron, about 1 million plus. And another one is Aston X, an ICO project building a platform to decentralize documents. And Dent lost $5.8 million in tokens. So a whole bunch of tokens have been lost. If you're keeping track of the recent hacks, CoinCheck recently lost $400 million worth of tokens earlier this year. End of last year, Tether lost $31 million following an attack on Ether Delta. And of course, we all know 2014, the mother of all crypto attacks, Mt. Gox, lost about 700,000 plus Bitcoins. At that time, they were worth $350 million. Today, the Bitcoins that were lost in Mt. Gox, which are still lost and out there, somebody's enjoying them, they're worth $5.3 billion. Yes, you heard that right, $5.3 billion. So what does this mean to all of us, the retail investors? Well, what this means to all of us is we have to be super crazy careful about where we keep our tokens. I know it's crazy. I know it's not like putting your money in your bank where it is safe. And even if it is lost, somebody else is backing it up, like FDIC insured and all of that. However, that is not the case in cryptos. You are responsible. And if you put it in an exchange, the exchange is responsible. But in most cases, exchanges seem to be quote unquote irresponsible or incompetent because they simply seem to be unaware or incapable of keeping our tokens secure. So my recommendation is do what everybody that is sane in the crypto world is doing. Get a hardware wallet. Do not be stingy. You can get a hardware wallet like a Trezor or a Ledger and move your wallets onto the hardware wallets and keep them safe. And any passwords that are needed to unlock your Trezor, etc., etc., do not keep them in a digital storage. Write them down and keep them safe as you would do with traditional dollars or gold or whatever else you keep valuables at home or in the bank vault, etc., etc. Hope that helps. This is important. Action item. Get a hardware wallet now.
Thanks for listening to the Crypto Nights. Never miss an episode. Subscribe now at www.cryptonights.io.